If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey guys, the Fight Bananas podcast is supported by Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez. I solve problems. Guys, give him a call at any time at 877-5-RIGHTS. That's 877-5-RIGHTS. Or check out the website at martinez.law. Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez, in your corner. 877-5-RIGHTS. Also, check out Fusion CBD Products. Check out the website at fusioncbdproducts.com. Guys, you know I drink the waters, six-pack for $19.50. It's an incredible deal. Also, lately, I've been using the Instant CBD Instant Rub. There's a relief rub and also a CBD cream and muscle for joint pain. Guys, make sure you go to fusioncbdproducts.com right now. Hit them up on Instagram at fusioncbd and check out the website at fusioncbdproducts.com. Hello, world. What's up, guys? How is everyone doing? Let me be first or maybe second, third to officially welcome you to 2021. We made it. We got through it. Oh, man. 2020. What a wreck. What a wreck. Hopefully, guys, happy holidays to you and yours. Hopefully, you guys had a good Christmas, good family time. So much is going on. Not a lot of traveling. But hopefully you guys had a good New Year's. New Year's Eve, very special to us now. Our twin girls are born on the 31st. So we had a little mini birthday party, a little smash cake for both girls, Tay-Tay and Emmy. So we're moving onward and upward. So we're pretty pumped. We had a great Christmas. The family's good. We're good. Fight Bananas on fire. We have some big stuff to talk about. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it on this show or do I bring it up on the next podcast. I don't know. Maybe we'll do the tease. That's how we'll do it in the business. We'll tease it, and then we'll talk about it soon. So we love rituals, at least at our house. We love, if it's a Christmas ritual or New Year's, one of our favorite Christmas rituals is we love to watch The Grinch. And now with the kids, we watch the Jim Carrey Grinch. We watch the newer cartoon, kind of like the Pixar looking Grinch. And, of course, that old school 27-minute made-for-TV Grinch, which my middle son, Dylan, got really into this year. He calls it the new Grinch because he's seen the other two for years on end, and now this is the first year of him seeing the Grinch from 45 years ago. So that's a ritual we like to do, and why I'm talking about it here on Fight Bananas, we started the ritual last year on January 1st, which is today. Of our four prospects in the MMA world that you have to watch. I want you guys to know about them. I want you guys to hear it first or second and more information about them. And they deserve the spotlight that hopefully we will give them on this show. We did it last year and we kind of nailed it. And I think that's one reason why rituals continue is when it works out really good the first time, you want to do it too. It's like Jurassic Park was so damn good. They made 2, 3, and 4. I think there's another trilogy coming up with Pratt. Okay. Going down the hole. There we go. Last year, we went with 4 prospects that weren't in the UFC, were not in Bellator. Some of them have fought for UFC Fight Pass. Some of them have not. And we tried to shine some light. All 4 different regions of the world. So we had Ippa Kasanganai, who won a UFC fight in 2020. Sherrard Blackledge, who won a Dana White Contender Series fight in 2020. Kayla Rocco, who is on a 2-fight win streak on UFC Fight Pass. And our last was Dustin Lampros, who we all know if COVID didn't exist, would probably be in the UFC right now as we speak. So we feel pretty strong about our 2020s to watch, right? So now we're on 2021 for prospects to watch. And I'm picking guys that are not in the UFC, not in Bellator. We talked about it on our Breakout Stars, if it's, you know, Cody Law. But he's 2-0 for Bellator. Like, he's in a major corporation making money. And we're talking about four prospects who maybe have fought for UFC Fight Pass, but right on the cusp. Well, you guys need to know about them, and I think they will break through all four on the main show this calendar year. So let's start. Here we go. Let's start. Number one, been on the podcast multiple times. We love this guy. 7-1, 26 years young, and I love that. I think that's in the right age. I think not too young, not too old. He is ready to be in the UFC right now and to fight in the toughest division. Maybe there is in the UFC. That's the featherweights. I'm talking about AJ the Savage Cunningham. So AJ, I met him and I started talking to him when he got ready for Icon 1, which was Icon 1. That was back in September. And a lot of people I talked to, I know about, was like, oh, keep your eyes on AJ Cunningham. Huge prospect. Has a great look, great body. Has all the athleticism you need. When he just gets everything, when he matures as a mixed martial artist, he's got every tool in the shed. He trains with his, a family member, a cousin in Thug Nasty, Bryce Mitchell, over there in Arkansas. He's part of the First Round Management family, and he's just he's a savage. There's the nickname. He fought three times during 2020, went 3-0. Two knockouts. Well, one TKO, one knockout and decision win for Icon 1. Just the projection, the ascension of AJ Cunningham, I don't think is going to be touched. I think if he wants to be in the UFC in 2021, he will. He's told us multiple times he wants to get a couple more wins. He wants to be really seasoned. He wants to feel good when he walks into that banner because he knows it's a shark tank. It is a shark tank at 145 in the UFC, and he wants to be ready, and he will. AJ Cunningham, huge prospect. Keep your eyes on him. Really, really funny guy too. Good guy, good dude. AJ Cunningham, the first prospect to watch. All right, number two. And this is an easy one. We're in no particular order. All four of them are four picks. Number two is Bellamere. Bellamere, at 17 years old, has two professional wins under her belt. Bellamere, of course, the daughter of Frank Mir, works in Las Vegas at one of the best camps in the world, Syndicate MMA, to keep on sharpening the tools. They have so many great females as well, I think is a great plus for her moving forward. Studs all over the place. A lot of girls who will get her, really level her up on the ground in transitions and grappling. Because I think the stand-up is there, the wrestling's there, the bulliness, right? The aggressiveness, her kind of saying, hey, I can fight you wherever I want to. She has that. She has that Ronda Rousey feel. So now it's throwing all these techniques. It's her just sharpening the tool shed, like I said, and she has it all. Bellamere, the name, the recognition, I don't want to be over hyperbolic here. She could be the biggest star in MMA, the biggest star in UFC in 2021, 2022. And I think she's going to get there that quick. She's 2-0 and ready. I think there's plans for her to turn 3-0 soon in the spring. And then how long, guys? How long is the UFC going to see an 18-year-old Bellamere? How long is she fighting on the Contender Series or on the UFC Fight Nights? The UFC will run with it. I think they will. And she has star potential. Of course, it doesn't hurt with her father and the lineage. And Bellamere is a stud. So she's fought Danielle Wynn, who Danielle Wynn is a seasoned vet. Like, she's had so many amateur fights. She was She's at a great camp as well. Yeah, she had 5 wins. She was with when she fought in San Carlos, Mexico. I think it was Douglas Lima was in her corner. She's in a great camp. For her first professional fight, Danielle Wynn is an absolute stud to go against. And Bella Mir beat her unanimous decision. Then she fought another girl who a lot of people had eyes on, and they wanted to, let's just be honest, they wanted to test Bella. They wanted to see where she was at. And first round submission, that rear naked choke, put her away 2-0 with a finish under her belt. Bella Mir, if she's not on any list going forward in 2021 as a breakout fighter or projections and all that, you have a bad list. She is the queen of people that are going to take over in 2021 and onwards. Bella Mir, Lady Mir, definitely makes our list. All right, so we got AJ Cunningham, we got Bella Mir. This is someone I think might surprise you guys. Same thing, been on the show before. I knew him through Dustin Lampros, who was on this list last year. He's a lightweight, Sanford MMA, fights out of Deerfield Beach, Florida. I'm talking about the phenom, Evan Elder. Same thing, guys. 23 years young, has all the tools in the shed, has a great look to him. He's 4-0 as a professional fighter. His only loss was to Violent Bob Ross as an amateur back in 2016. The kid has a great lineup. He just got a win out of LFA in 2020. So he was 2-0 in 2020. Two good wins. One was a round one finish, and one was a unanimous decision. LFA, you know, they're creating a ton of UFC talent. And 4-0, one of the hottest gyms, if not the hottest gym of 2020, Sanford MMA. Just absolute studs down there. Great camps. Chandler, Burns, Mowry. Just tons, ons and ons. And my guy, Scrappy Dustin Lampros. So he's just soaking up all this information. I think even our guy Impa's down there now. So Evan Elder, but same thing, guys. 23 years young. He's a lightweight. There's no holes in the game. I love how he does it all. When I had him on the podcast and when I talked to him, I loved his mindset. I loved his demeanor. Huge fan. Huge 2021 for Evan Elder, the phenom. So pumped for him and his future. He kind of reminds me of AJ Cunningham. A little bit different. But both in the same trajectory. One's 26, 27, one's 23. Both have great records, great look, great inside the octagon. Two guys, one's a featherweight, one's a lightweight. Evan Elder, 2021. You're welcome. You heard it here first. And when he makes it in the UFC, you guys be like, oh, wow. I heard it on Fight Bananas. There you go. So here's our fourth and last one. And this one's our closest one to being absolutely UFC bound, UFC ready. Because like I said, I don't want him right there. This is projection. These are my top four prospects to watch in 2021. Maybe none of them will make the UFC, but they will win multiple fights on big UFC Fight Pass platforms and then take over in 2022. These are huge projections. These are the prospects. But this guy's ready. This guy also has been on the Fight Bananas podcast. I'm talking about 23-2. I'm talking about the Black Wolf. I'm talking about Hassan Askavov. Hassan has been on the podcast. Look, he's 25 years young. 23 professional wins under the belt. He's down there training in South Florida. He's down there training under the ATT umbrella. He's getting work in and day out with guys like Masvidal, Poirier, Weaver, Kilburn, just UFC studs. I don't want to name the whole roster. Like I'm sorry if I miss one guy out. He's just a star. The coaching staffs, they love him. He's got a twin brother who's I think he's 21-0, 22-0, has no losses on the radar. But same thing. It's funny that I came back to Icon. I saw him for Icon 1, had a podcast with him before, and I'm like, oh. He has a lot of that Habib. He has a lot of that Chimaev. He has a lot of that supreme confidence. He has the I'm going to walk through you mentality. And with the record, he does it. 23-2. If he's not in the UFC by the spring, I would be shocked. Fought once in 2020, second round rear naked choke. fought a lot in 2017. He's just really been sharpening his tools for years. On years now, he's in America. I think he's lives down there in South Florida, working on a visa. The Black Wolf, Hassan Askabov. And out of all four, Hassan, I think, is the most ready to make a UFC run in 21 or 22. Like, multiple, let's get six wins in a year and a half, 2 years, and be in that top 10, top 15. I am that high on the Black Wolf. I really am. I just think that he's ready. He's put in the work. He's in the great gym at ATT, like I said. 25. Like, to have that much octagon time and then still be a phenom at 25 years old, I absolutely love it. So there we go. There it is, guys. The top four prospects going into 21. Hassan Askabov, Evan Elder, Bellemere, and AJ Cunningham. All right, all right. So those were the four top prospects. 2021 should be super pumped. We got so much going on. Like I said, all right, real quick tease, and then I just want to – there's some notes. There's haven't talked to you guys with all the holidays coming up that happen, right, with Christmas and New Year's Eve. I had that great year in review show with Dean Thomas. If you haven't heard it yet, make sure you go listen to it on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. If you haven't watched it yet, it's on the Fight Bananas YouTube channel. Please subscribe, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. But so before I kind of clean up some of the MMA news and just kind of theories and topics going around. Yeah, Fight Bananas, we are going to be so busy in 2021. So busy. We're so pumped. I'm not going to make the announcement just yet, but we got multiple events coming up. I think I'm going to 5-6 events within the first 80 days, 60 days of the year. You know, a lot of press credentials, kind of a lot of interviews, live interviews, pressers, a lot of stuff coming. So stay with us, stick with us. It's been awesome. We've had a really great 2020. In tough situations, tough people and businesses strive and thrive. And we did. We had an unbelievable 2020, and 2021 is going to be even bigger. Like I said, we'll drop the news very soon. And because I like to keep you guys involved. I like to peel the curtain back and talk to you guys like, you're part of the Fight Bananas family. So, all right. Here are a couple of the topics that kind of happened over the last week or two that we didn't get to because of, just been off the mic a little bit. A lot of good family time. First and foremost, Anthony Showtime Pettis. When that broke, right? So Showtime Pettis had the win and right away was off the mic and was like, hey, I'm a free agent. I was like, whoa, okay. So he kind of went after it. And a lot of people said Bellator. A lot of people said this. You could check my Twitter game out, David Van Auken. I just had a feeling he was PFL bound. I just think Showtime, the money, the tournament, some of the matchups in that, I just think it's really intriguing. And I just thought PFL would pay Showtime what he deserves and earns. And I just thought that was going to happen. So, hey, we hit that one, right? And, of course, that's what people do. They try to talk about his career in the UFC, right? WEC to the UFC. And I saw something on Twitter. And I thought it was kind of a joke. He's one of those, some of those football players, guys like Phillip Rivers and slash maybe an Eli Manning. These guys are like on the cusp. Are they Hall of Famers? Are they not? But guys like Ben Roethlisberger or Drew Brees, they are bona fide, easily first ballot Hall of Famers. So Anthony Showtime Pettis, I saw a tweet. They're like, is he a UFC Hall of Famer? And it's not a question. It's one of these no-brainers. He is 100% a UFC Hall of Famer. And I know if you don't want to count the WEC days, that's fine. But guys, of course, the kick, the cage kick, it just helps to the aura of Anthony Showtime Pettis. I know his first, because he fought Clay Guida right away, and I knew, because I'm a huge Showtime guy, and I knew that was going to be a tough matchup for him, and it was. But after that, he went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fight win streak, And back then, still to this day, one of the toughest divisions in all of UFC. Especially names like Benson Henderson, Gilbert Melendez, and the Cowboy. Even Jeremy Stephens, Joe Lozon. Like, he's never had ever an easy matchup in the UFC. Five straight wins, championship belt, defended the title on the Wheaties box. Like, okay, boom, there you go. And then the rest is just icing on the cake. The rest is just history. He defeated Charles Oliveira. Third round guillotine choke. We've seen how good he is. He's had wars with Tony Ferguson and Max Holloway. And yeah, the Diamond Dustin Poirier. But he beats the guys like Jim Miller, Michael Chiesa. And how about guys the Superman punch to Wonderboy Thompson? Like, he's had some iconic moments. Even the loss to Diaz. Like, even these, like, these losses are to all-timers. And now to be on a two-fight win streak with Morano and Cerrone to kind of finish up. So what is that? That's 11 UFC wins. 11. With championships, Wheaties, iconic knockouts. Easy. Guys, this is a Drew Brees. This is a Ben Roethlisberger. He is an all-timer, a bona fide, easy UFC Hall of Famer. All right, more sad fight news is Chimaev is off the card. And I think I called this on one of the last shows before the year. The UFC has absolutely dropped the ball with Chimaev. I'll go all in on it. He had that run in the summer, Fight Island. He, huge star. I know he's 9-0, 26 years young. I get it. Yeah, it was July 15th to August to September 19th. Three wins. And we haven't heard from him since. Like, his gimmick was, I'll fight anyone, short notice, any weight class. Like, that was his thing. He hasn't fought since September. Like, Conor McGregor's going to fight before he fights again. Like, come on. Conor never fights. So I just think they dropped the ball. It stinks. One time was on Leon with COVID, and now this one seems like it's on Chimaev. This might be one of those fights. This might be the Ferguson, Khabib Nurmagomedov. Hey, they should try it one more time. If not, move off. Move away. I think Leon should try to get this fight on Fight Island. I think it's very vital for him. The division's moving on. There's guys that are stepping up. There's nice names, too. You know, I know he doesn't want to lose his spot. And maybe he can get a title shot without even fighting Chimaev. That can be really realistic. So I'm just more than anything, I'm bummed that the Chimaev train has really stalled. We don't know when he's going to fight again. It's going to be at least a six-month layoff. That's a long time for his gimmick is to fight. So that's my kind of two cents on Chimaev. Really down on that one. We're coming soon. We're two weekends away now. UFC Fight Night, Max Holloway versus Calvin Kattar. Holy shit, I cannot wait for that fight. Some other really, really cool fights on it. Of course, our guy, the Waymaker himself, Jacob Killer Kilburn, is on the card. We are so pumped for him. Fight Island bound. So very, very cool. He's fighting Austin Lingo. It's going to be a really good fight. I like the fight a lot. So, Kattar, Holloway, the winner has to fight, to me, the winner of Volkanovski versus Ortega. And I'm finally happy. We got Megan Anderson and Amanda booked. We have Jan and Izzy booked. We got some of these title fights booked. It looks like the 258 is going to be Burns and Usman, Volkanovski, Ortega, and Jan Sterling. That's awesome. That's a great card. 257 is the Conor McGregor show, him versus Poirier. And people are talking about the rest of the card. Guys, go back to Conor. Like, Conor's last 3-4 cards haven't been great. He had that run of the MSG and a couple cards in a row. But now he's so big. And then on the card, guys, we got Hooker Chandler in the co. We got I and Calderwood. Looks like we're going to have Amanda Ribas on it. Like, there's a couple good fights. But, yeah, it's the Conor card. He becomes the card. We're all buying the pay-per-view. They don't want to make six legit fights on it. Let's be honest. Let's go back to 246 when he fought Cowboy. I remember the card wasn't great. Yeah, co-main event, Raquel Pennington versus Holly Holm. Maurice Green versus Olenek. Brian Kelleher. And Showtime Pettis versus Diego Fiera. So at least Showtime was on the card, but like not a stacked card. You know, that's but it's a Conor card. You're going to get it. And then I think there was one more before that that wasn't great. I know it was one of the most sold 229. It was the Khabib McGregor card, one of the greatest cards in the history. But yeah, like the card, to be honest, is not great fight-wise. Michelle Waterson versus Felicia Herrick. Derek Lewis versus Volkov. The balls is hot. Dominic Reyes versus OSP. And let's just be honest, that was kind of before we knew who Dominic was. The co-main was awesome, Ferg and Pettis. And then, of course, you got Khabib and Connor. How crazy is that? Tony Ferguson and Khabib both made weight on the same card. UFC 229. Crazy. Crazy to look back at stuff like that. But there it is, guys. Four prospects to watch. Belamir, AJ Cunningham, Evan Elder, and Hassan Askavov. Hopefully you guys enjoy 2021. Hopefully it's better than your 2020. And if you had a great 2020 like I said, hopefully it's better. Hopefully you guys just keep striving career-wise, business-wise, money-wise, family-wise, spiritual-wise, whatever you need to do to get yourself better. Hopefully you get that 2021. Like I said, next podcast, I'll have some really cool news for you. I think I'll kind of maybe just tell you the process of what's happening. Maybe I'll have a guest on, maybe not, but maybe it would just be more about the process and what we're doing and going forward. We still got so many people we want to just, all of you listeners and guys, man, we can't thank you enough. iHeartRadio is on fire. Anyone subscribing to any of our platforms, love you guys, appreciate you guys. So when Fight Island next week or 2 weeks away, we're going to have new guys joining the roster of Fight Bananas. We got Coffee and KOs. It's a 2-3-man guy group. And they're going to be doing all of our recap shows after the cards. Every single time a UFC event is on, every time, fight night, pay-per-view, whatever it is, we're going to have a recap show right off the bat. Right away, we're going to go live. We want to connect with you guys. We want to get content out there. Content, content, content. So many big things happening. Like I said, I'll get into that soon. All right, real quick shout-outs. Rude Venice on IG, give them a follow right now. Rude Venice, those hoodies I adore. They got some legit trucker hats. Check them out at Rude Venice. Also, is our guys, the dopest website in the biz, JustBlazedClothing.com. They got some of the sickest tees. They got our guy Brandon Thompson underneath the umbrella, Cat Nelson. They got some legit talent wearing their gear at JustBlazedClothing.com. Of course, you heard him at the beginning, our family, Daniel Martinez, martinez.law, and Fusion CBD Products. Hit him up at fusioncbdproducts.com. Guys, I'm Dave Van Auken. Follow me on any social media platform at David Van Auken, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Not on the talk yet. Not on that TikTok yet. Might one day. Who knows? Maybe I'll show you guys the dance platform moves. You know, hey, I got the hair. I don't know if maybe I can show you the dance platform. We'll show you. We're out. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully you guys had a safe New Year's 2021 and beyond. Fight Bananas Podcast, we out.